27, Christ. And each one of you is a part of it. We've laughed at the idea of the church as God's beautiful flower arrangement, or as a bike with many parts. But they're just pictures, aren't they, to help us understand what we really are. And what we really are is the body of Christ. When Jesus was on earth, he could speak to people, he could touch people, he could heal people, he could eat with them, he could listen to them. But now he's in heaven. So he can't do that in the same way, can he? So he uses us on earth, his body on earth. And he's made each one of us, without exception, a vital part of his body here on earth. So, here's a question for you. Let's see who's been listening. Who does not have a special part to play in our church family? All together? No one. Yeah. Maybe you feel as though you don't fit in, but you do. You are wanted. You are needed. So, what different gifts has God given us here in our church family? What things are different people good at in our church family? Let's have a think. Come on, let's have some ideas. What things are people good at? Sorry? Bell ringing. Yes, thank you, Ian. Someone had to blow their own trumpet. Sorry, ring their own bell, didn't they? Listening. Thanks, Anton. Yeah. What else? Someone said flower arranging, I think, somewhere. Well, yeah. Some of us are. Yeah. What else? Putting the chairs out. Yeah. Good. Looking after our building. Thanks, James. Other things. Cooking. Yes. Music. Yep. Yeah. Praying. Cleaning. Preaching. Cliff, go on. Friendship. Somebody else says something in the middle. Reading. Yeah. House group leading. And Seb's got one here. Let's just go see what Seb said. Drawing. Yeah. Yeah. Sarah's done all our drawings next door in the lower hall, all the way down the wall there. And there's some more coming, we hope. Watch out the creche area. More pictures coming there. So we have a huge long list of all the gifts that God has given us. You know, sometimes we get a bit frustrated, don't we? Because we're struggling for youth leaders or climbers leaders or whatever, musicians perhaps. And yet, God has given us all we need for now. He has arranged us. There's nothing missing. Do I dare do this? That God doesn't do that. God doesn't leave us with something missing. Can I put it in the right place? No, we're given all that we need, which is a great thing, isn't it, for us to remember here at St. Peter's. But we also remember that God has given us all a part to play. And at the end of 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, let the lazy be warned. We are part of it, but we need to play our part. Whether it's quietly at home, praying, or whether it's getting our muscles out and arranging the chairs, or getting our voice out and helping to lead in other ways. We all have a part to play. So let's pray that we would do that, that we would play our part here at church. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for our church family here. And we really mean that. We don't just say it. We really thank you for one another, for those sitting next to us, behind us, in front of us. We thank you for one another. We thank you, Father, for all the different gifts and skills that you've given us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us an opportunity, each one of us, to use our gifts and skills. And we pray that we will be faithful in using them. So, Father, please, use us to be ministers of grace one to another, to build up, not to tear down, to carry one another's burdens, to listen well, to help, support, and encourage. And as we do that, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be glorified in and through us. For Jesus' sake, amen.